Kia ora no reira te whare, inga iwi, inga rio, inga hau, e wha tēnā koutou katoa. Good evening, honourable members.
Assistant Speaker Ross Robertson welcoming MPs back into the chamber after the dinner break on Tuesday night. That's when the House continued debate on the Appropriations Bill outlining proposed government spending for the year ahead. The first subject up for debate was employment, and Social Development Minister Paula Bennett accused the opposition of a lack of interest in the area.
I'm not overly surprised that there's not a call from the opposition on this, as we've actually had no hearing, requested in estimates on this vote employment for the last 2 years. They did not ask the Minister to come before the Select Committee this year. They did not ask the Minister to come before the Select Committee last year. And on something as important as vote employment, I think that it would have been quite surprising, to say the least, and quite surprising actually this does seem to be the call from the opposition on this particular issues around employment, that there's pretty much hands off and there's no real questions for them.
Ms Bennett said Labor had missed several chances to hold the Employment Minister to account.
Instead of actually calling the Minister to account, as they could have done, that is the parliamentary process after all, instead of actually asking the Minister to front up to vote employment and in front of the Select Committee and answer some questions on employment, the opposition have been very silent and there's really been no call from them to actually see this as an area of importance. And that's been very evident actually in their actions. It's not just all talk, it's actually very clear in their actions. And of course, no calls tonight as I can see so far on this. So I'm hoping the opposition do actually have something to say on employment and might stand up and actually ask some questions, because I'm looking forward to that.
Later, the ACT Party's parliamentary leader, John Boscawen, also heaped criticism on the Labor Party.
When it comes to youth unemployment, we take on the role of the opposition. If the Labor Party is not prepared to stand up and talk about what's required to address youth unemployment, Mr Speaker, the ACT Party certainly is. Unemployment robs young people of their sense of self-respect and their self-sufficiency. There is no dignity sitting around waiting for a weekly welfare check. And that is exactly, Mr Speaker, what the scrapping of the youth minimum wage has done. Why did abolishing the youth wage push so many people out into work, I hear you ask? And supporters of abolishing the youth wage argue that doing so would give youth less than a livable wage. But no, sir, it didn't.
Mr Boscawen said employers had two options.
When given a choice between an older and more experienced worker or taking a punt on a young person, Mr Speaker, lacking in maturity, lacking in experience, fresh from school, and having to pay them exactly the same, sir, as that older, more experienced person, is it no surprise that an employer will choose that older person virtually every time?
Mr Boscawen posed a question for opposition MPs.
I would ask the members in the supposed opposition, why would an employer employ a 16 or 17-year-old fresh out of school without the experience when they can employ someone with more experience and more maturity? Why would they do it? And the answer, Mr Speaker, is they're not doing it, and it's reflected in the statistics. The ACT Party fought tooth and nail for the youth wage to be reinstated. We submitted a private members' bill in 2010, which would have affected change and curbed youth unemployment. National, Labor, the Greens and the Māori Party voted against this. Since then, sir, youth unemployment has continued to skyrocket.
Later still, and Labor MP Nanaia Mahuta stood to defend her party against the first speaker, Paula Bennett.
I couldn't let the comments of the Minister on this particular issue and how it affects a lot of young people in New Zealand go unnoticed, because what Labor believes is that the escalating level of youth unemployment is unacceptable in a country like New Zealand, where we pride ourselves on being the best place to bring up our kids. And Labor believes that youth rates is no response to tackle the real and serious issues of ensuring that our kids have a great future.
Nanaimo Huta said John Boscawen's prescription wouldn't cut it.
What we've got to do is we've got to invest in lifting their skills while they're at school, ensuring that a lot of our kids stay at school longer, and investing in their training opportunities. There are far too many Māori and Pacific young people who are suffering at the hands of extensive changes in the education sector and the investment in skills sector by this government that has meant that youth unemployment continues to increase, and it's unacceptable. And the Minister sits there silent.
Labour MP Nanaimo Huta speaking on vote employment during the Appropriations Bill debate on Tuesday night. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.